Welcome, everybody. Share number 1146. We're learning today. Le'ilo nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rabban Zisul. Le'ilo nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe and Lerefu Shalem Yehuda ben Masha. Getting back to our malacha of tzad trapping. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about traps. Tzad trapping. We want to talk about traps, right? In general, people are not going out with, you know, these type of nets and capturing lions and tigers or whatever the case is, or wild animals. What we deal with, our traps in general, which could come up on Shabbos, is various different type of traps like mouse traps, these type of things. We spoke about the last few shiurim, in reference to more dangerous animals like, squirrels, raccoons, possibly rats. We spoke about how to work with that. Now we want to talk a little bit about the traps per se, but not whereby it's such a dangerous type of a thing. So let's say somebody wants to put out a mouse trap, right? We spoke about a mouse trap. They have these other type of things, which we spoke about, these hanging sticky type traps, which trap flies, trap mosquitoes, and these type of things. Nothing dangerous, you know, in general. It just traps them. It's a sticky type of a paper, and you hang it up, and the insects get trapped over there. So it says just real quickly to read from the Sefer, Oitzer Halacha is chazring over, reviewing again, and with that we'll try and get a little bit more into the mouse traps and so on. He says like this, Asul Lahamed, he brings this from the Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishabura, we saw it over there a little bit before. Asul Lahamed, B'Shabbos Mitzuda, Lotzud Boyach Borim. To put down a mouse trap on Shabbos, one is not supposed to do. B'Shabbos Balechaim, right? I want to make sure that I won't be bothered Shabbos, I'll put down mice traps. You can't do that on Shabbos. Little we said we're afraid it might run in while he put it down, and so on. And besides, muksa, whatever the case is. Okay, be it as it may, a person cannot put down. In general, we don't put down mice traps on Shabbos. Little is devek v'shar devarim hatoifsim zavuvimi toishim. You also to hang up these various different type of sticky papers, fly traps or mosquito traps, whatever it is. It's like a sticky type of a paper that has a good smelling thing for these insects to hang it up on Shabbos. That's what he says. V'chein litlo is devek v'shar devarim hatoifsim zvuvim mitoishim. One is not supposed to hang up on Shabbos. Afal pisha einoi nitzoidois miyad. Even though you'll say, well, one second, I put out a mouse trap. What are the odds of a mouse running in at that time? It's not going to happen. When I hang up these sticky papers, nothing's flying on it while I'm hanging it up. As I hang it up. It could be 10 minutes later, an hour later, half hour later. Still, it's usur al kolponim midrabanan. Hanging up all these type of things, putting out any type of traps for insects, mice, or whatever, in general, on a standard basis. Again, we're not talking about, the issues from last time with the more dangerous animals. We're talking about now standard, these various different type of standard traps. Also is also midrabanim. Oh, but v'rak be'erev Shabbos is mutter. One would be allowed to put it out on erev Shabbos, right? Erev Shabbos, you want to hang up. Let's say it comes up a lot, could be in the sukkah, whatever the case is. These sticky type of traps, erev Shabbos would be allowed. And even though something gets trapped on Shabbos, that's nothing to do with anything. You're allowed to put it out. Vrak be'erev Shabbos is mutter. Okay, so now he brings an interesting thing. Does it say for Eitzer Halachas? So good. So erev Shabbos I could put it out. But let's say I put it out erev Shabbos. I put out the mouse trap erev Shabbos, right? So now I want to, I put it out erev Shabbos and I realize, one second, it's in the wrong place. I put it out in one corner of the room. So now I want to move it over to a different corner of the room. I think it's the wrong place. Now it's already Shabbos. And I'll push it over to the other corner. It's a better place in the other corner. So it says, brings down the Sefer Eitzer Halachas. One has to be careful not to do that. Valpizeh, since you're not allowed to put out these traps on Shabbos, Valpizeh, yesh ledakta, kishyesh, loy mitzuda sheinichem, erev Shabbos, you're ready, once you put these things out erev Shabbos, which is fine, but be careful, shaloy azizu b'shabbos v'mekoymel, anicha b'mokamacher, don't move it around, don't go moving it around on Shabbos, because then it comes out that you're putting it down on Shabbos. In that other corner of the room, there was no trap. Now you move the mouse trap, or the fly trap, or whatever it is, or the insect trap, you're moving it to a different place. Even though you'll say, well, muksa, I'll move it maybe with my feet, I could kick it, or something like that, but still, you got to be careful, you're not supposed to do that on Shabbos, because of the fact that it comes out, you're putting out a trap in the other place. That's what he says. Valpi yesh ledaktik, valpi zeh, I'm sorry, yesh ledaktik, kesh yesh lemitzuda shenich meyav Shabbos lo yezizu, b'Shabbos memkaimu lanich b'makamah acher, don't put it in another place, aval, He says, "Avalifres mitzuda lotzud boy balechaim hamazikin mizmuta." That we spoke about. If it's gonna type of an animal whereby it might hurt somebody, then putting out traps would be okay. But we spoke a little bit about that before. So just a minute to read what he says as a Sefer Yetzer Halacha. It's very interesting on the bottom in Ois Yud. This all could be found in our Simen Shin Tes Zayin. He says in Ois Yud, in reference to moving around the traps, right? I have the mouse trap here. I want to move it in a different place. You have other, also you have these, you have actually like these, what's it called? Cockroach, houses that have, little poison in it or traps them also with sticky paper, all these various different type of things. Sometimes you have for roaches, various different type of roaches that, that sometimes people have a problem in the house and they put out these little, it's called roach motels or whatever. So the same, it's all basically the same family. So he says so again, I put it down in one area of the room. Room, right, and I want to just move it over. I'll move it with my foot. You'll tell me it smokes. I'll move it over with my foot to other areas. So says the Sefer Yetzer Halacha is the avshek of Armunach Meir of Shabbos al Makom Yerishin. Since even though I put out the mouse trap or the roach trap or whatever it is, the fly trap, I put it out in one place before Shabbos. Mikomakam Havi Kamoit Seida Chadashim and Makom Sheinicha Sham Achshav. Now when you go ahead and move it to the other side of the room or whatever, it's kemoit seder chadash, like a new type of trap. It's like you're putting it down new, right? Why? In other words, the fact that it was in the other place, maybe it won't help, but now you put it in the new place in the other side of the room, that's going to take a help. It could catch the roaches will go in, or the mouse will go in, or whatever the case is. So that's what he says. The fact that you put it down in a different place on Shabbos doesn't help you. To go and move it to a new place is running into a problem, like you're putting it down anew. That's what he says. Maybe it wouldn't have gotten caught in the other place, but now you move it to the new place over there. This roach or this mouse or this fly or whatever it is will get caught. He says interesting thing. If somebody didn't know, let's say, right? I didn't know. So I moved the mouse trap, or I moved the, whatever it is, the trap to the other side of the room. And then afterwards I realized, oh, I shouldn't have really done that. So he says, Yeshem, if someone to say even to cover it up, Sheikhapa, I love kli kadesh lo yitzayd b'shabbos, the roach or the mouse or whatever shouldn't run in on Shabbos. Some he says yeshemim, some say azayvay, to be careful. Okay, but be it as it may, putting that aside for a minute, one should be careful in general. Important thing that sometimes it happens. People put down traps erev Shabbos and they don't realize possibly I put it in the wrong place. And once Shabbos comes, not to stop moving it around here, moving it around over there. And of course, this goes in conjunction with all these type of traps when we're dealing with not dangerous, but these type of creatures that cannot really hurt a person, like we said in the general, mice, roaches, whatever the case is, ants, flies, these various different type of things, in conjunction with traps. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Brocha, Kol Tov.